epistle appointed to be read for this, the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians. Brethren, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another. If anyone has a grievance against any other, even as the Lord has forgiven you, so also do you forgive. But above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts. Unto that peace indeed you were called in one body. Show yourselves thankful. Let the word of God dwell in you abundantly. In all wisdom, teach and admonish one another by psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing in your hearts to God by his grace. Whatever you do, in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. And when the blade sprang up and brought forth fruit, then the weeds appeared as well. And the servants of the householder came and said to him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? How then does it have weeds? He said to them, An enemy has done this. And the servants said to him, Wilt thou have us go and gather them up? No, he said, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will say to the reapers, Gather up the weeds first, and bind them in bundles to burn, but gather the wheat into my barn. Thus far this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, this morning I will restrict myself more or less to some announcements that I have to make, because there's several of them that are coming up that you need to be aware of. First of all, this morning I will ask you once again to please pray for our sister Bernadette. We thought everything was coming along very nicely, but we found out that there's still problems, and that tomorrow we go back to the doctor to see what the matter is. Also, I ask you this morning to pray for priests. I will not give you the names of the priests, but anyway, there's four of them in number who are elderly. And they're beginning to show very serious signs of decrepitude. And as a matter of fact, one of them, of all things, either through kindness or whatever else you might say, has been kidnapped and has been brought someplace in another country, Canada actually, and there's nobody knows exactly where he is, so they can go fetch him. So there's more kinds of crazinesses that are going around than we've got time to write about and talk about. So that's the state of affairs. But some of these, in these places this morning, as has been the case for the last two or three weeks, the people there have had no mass. They've got no mass this morning either. You may notice in the bulletin that we might be writing and saying some things that you might wonder about and ask, well, why is he telling this to us? In past days, our bulletins have been the possession primarily of ourselves. But as all of you know now that by the will of God and a lot of hard work behind it, our word is going throughout the world. And there are certain things that we put into our bulletins that really and truly don't pertain to us directly, or things that we may have heard before directly. It will be, we hope, of some use or edification to somebody somewhere in the world. And that's why they are in the bulletin. And this morning's bulletin, we stress the Blessed Sacrament, the Blessed Eucharist. As all of us know, how the Blessed Eucharist is symbolic, you know, in so many places. And the Blessed Eucharist is also just been badly handled. And so we are speaking on the Eucharist today. And I ask your prayers also that this little instruction concerning the Eucharist might fall into the hands of those who need to hear it, who need to read it. We are living in, I have in the past said bad times, but I dare say that now I think we can safely say that we're living in crazy times. So, prayers always, my beloved people. Now, I have something to tell you that I know it's been rumored, and the rumors have gone in two or three different directions. But you might as well get the actual facts of the case. This morning I'm asking of all kinds of prayers. By the grace of God, by the grace of God, and God willing, the week of Easter, the week beginning on Easter Sunday and going to the following Sunday, during that week, two of our young men are going to be ordained priests. It kind of leaves you speechless to talk about it even. But your prayers. We're not going to talk about it too much, because as I said a moment ago, there are many places today that don't have priests, and they look down here at our monastery and see these priests, and they say, why are there so many priests down there and we don't have anyone? Why can't they share the priests that they have with the rest of us? God knows, my beloved people, how that cuts the heart. But the men that are here are monks and ordained priests. And as we all know, we all have the vow that we call of stability. We are contemplative, not totally, but contemplative. And therefore, we are not really permitted to go out. And as a matter of fact, once upon a time, in the time of Pope Pius XII, some very strong requests were put to him, asking that the monks of monasteries would be allowed, or that he would order them to go out, leave the monasteries, where those who not know it, where they do nothing all day long. And they could be out here and be so helpful to us. And they went directly to Pope Pius XII, and Pope Pius XII said, leave them alone. They are doing what they are supposed to be doing. And if it were not for their prayers, you would be in worse trouble than you are already in. Leave them alone. So that's where we are right now, my beloved people. And we have priests here now. Please God, we will have some more. And we will have masses in the morning. So please pray that this event, that this work will be successful and without any problems. The bishop cannot come down here. Another case of age and sickness. But graciously and and we're so grateful to him for doing it at all, we are going to have to go up there to Connecticut. And so Easter Sunday, sometime in the afternoon, Father Sebastian and Father Bernard and Father Joseph will leave to go to Connecticut by car. So I beg you, my beloved people, for your choicest prayers, that this will have all the way through, will be brought to a conclusion that is perfectly successful. And that probably the following Sunday or whatever, that they will say their first Mass down here for you and us. There are still a few remaining blessed candles here to be picked up by those of you who brought candles to be blessed on Candlemas Day. And there they are. After Mass this morning, we will have the St. Blaise blessing. This whole episode is like carrying the Rock of Gibraltar on your shoulders, so please bear with me. Next Sunday, we start Septuagesima. And therefore, my beloved people, let's get ready for it. I can't continue. I'm sorry.